taste in my mouth, like cigarettes and coffee that have gone really south. It's a malaise, you can hear all about. Go ahead, turn the news on and leave it on loud. For the woke ways of rich most books out, don't really feel like watching witch and wizards. No, you're thank you.
Lovely new stuff from Michael Kiwanuka, who actually has an album coming out in about 15 days almost. The album's going to be called Small Changes, coming out on the 15th of November. MichaelKiwanuka.com. We also had some music from the London band The Great Leslie, really catchy stuff. They're also on Bandcamp, so look them up there. And other great music. What else were we listening to? A bit of Dreamwife to start us off. Room 341, brand new single from them. It's kind of they've had a few they put out a cover last a couple of months ago, but this is sort of the first big thing that they've had since the album Social Lubrication came out. We've got other great new music, more stuff from Liverpool, some more kind of catchier stuff coming our way as well. We've got a band from Liverpool called Gondolas who've just put out a single called Isn't That Great, which we're going to be playing on air right now. Flat Party, band who I think are one of my favorite new finds from this year, honestly. They've put out a new single called Madonna, and if you'll remember, there were a few weeks ago that I was just raving over their song Shotgun, which was just so good, so catchy, so much fun. So we've got this new one from them. They've got an EP coming out really soon. It's coming out also on the 15th of November. It's their second ever EP. It's going to be called It's All Been Done Before. You can find them at Flat Party Band at bandcamp.com. And then I'm going to go play us some music from the band Girl Band with an exclamation mark, who are actually a band of girls, so not to be confused with the band who's now called Gilla Band, because they used to be known as Girl Band, the kind of post-punk band from Ireland, and now they've had a name change and everything, and this is a different band. Who have just put out a new single that I'm going to be playing for us. It's called Heartbreak Town. We're going to be listening to it right now as we come towards sort of the last kind of half of the show. So let's go into some of that music. We're going to start off with a bit of Gondolas coming up for you. Here's their song, Isn't That Great? Here on CFRC. We'll be right back.
those cigarettes and cheap wine, short skirts and fist fights, made the best of this real life.
Clockworks for, sorry, that's what's coming up next. Shush, shush, we're not gonna give it away. We heard a bit of Girl Band with an exclamation mark, who are a trio from Nottingham and are not actually the Irish post-punk band who are now called Gilla Band. There's a fun story about kind of how they got started and everything, because they, two-thirds of the band was playing together in a jazz-funk band before they met their drummer, and then they kind of became an indie rock band. I mean, when that song first started, it was kind of giving me a bit of the Strokes, to be honest. And, you know, they would have these long jam sessions that would just somehow turn into house parties. And then, inevitably, they had the calls, the cops called on them, you know, so for like, noise complaints and stuff to turn it down. And the cops showed up, kind of gave them a strict kind of telling off. But they ended up staying for the music, and they left as fans of the band, which was wild. So that's great for them. We also heard some music from Flat Party, who are a cool London band. They've got an EP coming out, their second ever EP that's going to be coming out in just about 15 days' time. We heard a song off of it called Madonna, and then some Gondolas with, you know, really kind of catchy rock and roll stuff from Liverpool. We're going to throw it to some jazz now, because the wonderful Kokoroko are back. They have an EP called Get the Message. It's coming out on the 1st of November, just next week. And they were talking about how a conversation kind of brought about this particular track that we're going to be listening to. It was a conversation between their percussionist, Onome Edgeworth, and Ezekiel, who guests on this particular song about their grandfathers who were born in Nigeria, and kind of that kind of informed the song, and they say would yield finishing touches. That its rough sketches needed, bringing the song to its final form. And you can find the whole EP when it comes out at kokoroko.bandcamp.com. We're going to be listening to that, just a wonderful piece, kind of to take us out, because I think that's going to be the last kind of two songs that we have the time for today. I'm going to play us some new music also from a Turkish kind of twin sibling duo called Hypersona, who we've played on the show before. And they've got a brand new one out, which we're also going to be listening to. I forget which label they're on, but we'll be listening to their brand new song. And I think that's going to be it from me. This is the last time I'm going to be live for the rest of this year, at least. It's going to be pre-recorded from here out. And, you know, we're still going to have good, fun shows, but it's going to be different, you know. So I hope you've enjoyed the live stuff. I'll be back, I don't know, in January. So yeah, thanks for listening. See you all next week and whenever. Goodbye.
are listening to CFR CFM 101.9 FM Cable Channel 954 in Coach Go and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. It is me, Weave, broadcasting from the dungeon of Carruthers Hall here in Queen's University on a very, very dark, windy, cold, damp, and dank Sunday night. Perfect for tonight's show. This is going to be the Halloween episode, which I love to bust out once a year. It's just going to be all Halloween stuff. So at 10 o'clock, it is going to be my sort of my obligatory thing I do every year, which is one straight hour of Misfits. That will be at 10 o'clock. The first half hour, we're going to have some, you know, some pretty good stuff, a little Groovy Ghoulies, a little Rocky Erickson, a little Deja Voodoo, a little Cramps. But to start off with, we're going to do some local stuff that sort of, you know, works well on the Halloween vibe. We're going to have some Mississippi Grover, Sick Man's Coffin, a really kind of old school Kingston band, The Massacre. To start off with, though, we're going to play some Screamin' Sins, who are going to be playing not on Halloween, but on November 1st at the Mansion as part of the Nathan Palooza with a bunch of other bands. You know, ideally, I would recommend getting a chance to check it out. So their new EP that has, well, I should new-ish, Haven for the Damned. I'm going to play the opening song from that called Damned. So here we go on Halloween, Screamin' Sins on CFRC.
We'll be right back. Discount. Well, it gets pretty scary walking through a cemetery late at night in the rain. Oh, there's something on me and I think it's a zombie and it wants to eat my brain. Oh, well, I don't know what I should do. Down the alleyway, about my fire flew. Monsters, monsters everywhere. Oh, you better believe that I was scared. When the invisible man tried to bite my hand, you know I thought that I was going insane. Honey, honey, I didn't know what I should do. And down the alleyway, a vampire flew. I said, monsters, monsters everywhere. You better believe that I was scared. You better believe that I was scared. I thought I stepped into a puddle until I saw a bubble. It was a creature from the Black Lagoon. It was a real coming, and when I saw the mummy, and he locked me in his tomb. I didn't know what I should do. I said, down the alleyway, a vampire flew. Monsters, monsters everywhere. Oh, you better believe that I was scared. You better believe that I was scared. Monsters, monsters everywhere. A thick black fog had filled the air. The Phantom of the Opera said, I want a chopper. Then he played on his keyboard. And Dr. Frankenstein began to whine, get away from me, go.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using Jim Warfare. Rock.
Cemetery. Prior to that, we had The Cramps with Human Fly. We also had Bloodshot Bill with Monsters Everywhere from the Zombie Night in Canada compilation album. We kicked us also a little bit of Groovy Ghoulies in there with Zombie Crush. We also had Rocky Erickson, the late, great Rocky Erickson, I Walked with a Zombie. We had some Deja Voodoo in there with Monsters in My Garage. We had the Gruesomes doing a live cover of a Deja Voodoo song, Three Men, One Coffin. We also had Mississippi Grover in there, The Living Bride. We had also Sick Man's Cough